Welcome back to the show. And finally today, we head to Tiger, Georgia. That's where members of the local FFA chapter at Raven County High School pay tribute to two of their beloved advisors, Mr. Brown and Mr. Parker.
Mr. Brown, thank you so much for urging me to get more involved in this program. I know my life would be a lot different had you not urged me to participate in a CDE or even just run for a chapter office. You really have changed my life, and I want to thank you for that.
Mr. Brown, thank you for always being there for me since my sixth grade year to now. Whether it be pushing me to compete for an area office or even competing something as small as a CDE, I just want to say thank you.
Mr. Parker, you always find a way to push me outside of my comfort zone, whether it be welding or lawnmower driving, and I'm so grateful for it. I know I can always count on you to give me a push in the right direction and to keep me in line.
Mr. Parker, thank you for showing me that there's a time for fun and there's a time for work. Just like sessions at the state convention that we attended this year or kayaking on a lake in Athens for officer training. I just want to say thank you.
Without seeing the work that both of y'all put in and out of the classroom for this organization, we as officers would not be as motivated to do what we do.
Without your hard work, dedication, and strength to our chapter, the Raven County FFA chapter would not be where it's at today. Just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brown, for always giving me a chance in any new thing that I wanted to do. You got me into the livestock team and basically told me that I could go places with it. Thank you to Mr. Parker. You've showed me how to get into the career of welding. You've taught me everything I needed to know in high school about it. You've helped me with my cow livestock project.
Mr. Parker, you've always meant a lot to me, and you got me into FFA and helped me get me out there and into the world. And I just want to thank you for that. It's meant a lot that I've been able to grow as you've grown as a teacher, and that I've been able to get to know you and Mr. Brown just alike. And Mr. Brown, I want to thank you so much for getting me into wildlife management and showing me what I want to do for the rest of my life and helping get my head together even whenever I goof off all the time. I just want to thank you guys for everything you've done for me.
Mr. Brown, for 3 years now, I have been in your class, and to be honest, it's been a time of my life, I tell you that much. I even remember to the first day that you put me in FFA and all of a sudden just plant science and all that. And I do appreciate you kind of cheering me up and kind of telling me it's all be all right and all that. And another thing I want to say is, not gonna lie, you, Mr. Parker, and everybody else in FFA officers are kind of like a family, and I really appreciate it. Especially also Mr. Parker, who I have this class for this year, I actually really do enjoy it. And not only that, he taught me how to, you know, how to use a a four-wheel driving lawnmower, which, not gonna lie, is an experience of itself, and welding electrical. But you two have really shown me, as I say, yeah, I really appreciate it.
Hey everyone, this is Colin. Of course, y'all probably know me by now since I think we're doing this at the end of the banquet. But I just wanted to take a second and recognize Mr. Parker and Mr. Brown. They've been great mentors to me, leading me through my high school career and encouraged me to go on to ABAC and become an agriculture education teacher. I'm just super excited to say that I actually had two teachers that we had full 4 years and coming in with Miss Deals now, which is pretty exciting for the middle schoolers. It's really gonna help our FFA program. I just wanna put a special thank you in for Mr. Parker since I am his last first officer. I feel like I'm a little bit more emotional this year than I have been the years before. But I know I'm probably gonna be crying by now, but I'm excited to see my next chapter in life, and I thank them for getting me ready for it.
These two individuals are the best agriculture teachers I think that you could probably ever find. They work tirelessly. They give 140% of themselves every single day, and they do it all with a smile on their face, and that goes unnoticed a lot, and I would just like to take a second to thank them for all the stuff that they do for us. Special thanks to Mr. Brown especially, because he was my first class, my basic ag class, and he's the one that pushed me to run for an officer position because he saw some kind of potential in me in his classroom, and I became an officer then, and I've been an officer for 2 years now, and I don't regret anything I've ever done. Another thanks to Mr. Parker. Mr. Parker is my discussion meet guy. He's also, any trip that we ever take, me and Mr. Parker are talking about literally anything you can possibly think about. We have great relationships with our teachers, and we just want to thank them for that. This year, I'm graduating not only from school, but FFA. I don't think I'm going to know what to do.
Yeah, well, we're kind of dumbfounded when it comes to it.
It's pretty weird to think about life without a weekly meeting, or life without a banquet to look forward to at the end of the year.
No officer retreats,
no leadership camps, no more competitions, no more SAEs that we're graded on every year. It's just...
No more showing livestock. That's going to be a big one.
And that's for you, yeah. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, I know they're selling all the goats now, and it's like,
I want one.
Mr. Parker, Mr. Brown, I would just like to let you know that of all the people in this world, I speak for the whole chapter when I say that we love you.
Thank you.